Beyonce's mad right now. I don't know why.
He's mad. Everybody you see in one of these images is mad.
Hey. Oh my God.
Hey, man. You're a man, your daddy.
Hey, we're live, y'all.
Hey, what's up there, man?
Man, it's everybody, about damn time.
Rare Sonics in the motherfucking house.
We can definitely go ahead and start the show. Your boy Jay Smooth is in the building for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Where you been, Smooth?
Nobody cash.
Hey, man, I was in a sip. You know what I'm saying?
I was just kidding. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, look, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm still going to tell you. It's kind of ironic,
nobody
right?
Nobody gives a fuck.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to talk. Hey, didn't we talk about this shit, guys? Give respect.
No, pay we ain't talking about shit.
Pay homage to the Smooth. Hey, King Kota, why you look dusty in the video?
Nigga. Spell it.
It's
H-I-P-I-O-M. Can you get the rest of it?
Edge. Keep going.
You know what? I'd be remiss, King Kuma 3X, if I didn't say world-renowned, locally known, universally accepted. Nine dentists out of 10 dentists say, this nigga right here only thinks about you at day and night. Let's be honest. What up, B?
What's going on, man? Trying to keep my top on.
Giannis, how you feeling, man? Come on, man. How you feeling? Giannis? I mean, we need more than that, my nigga.
I'm trying to keep my top on.
Come on,
man.
Bring the energy.
Yay!
I didn't believe it.
That was so fake. That was so fake.
Yay!
Guys, okay, listeners, listen, and viewers, if you happen to be watching, we were supposed to start this. What time were we supposed to start this, y'all?
Hour
and 15 minutes ago. I ain't gonna point no fingers. I ain't gonna point no fingers at the dude that you know. I ain't gonna point no fingers.
This nigga over here.
Somebody was fucking.
I got articles of impeachment ready right now. Articles of impeachment for this president right now.
Mm-hmm. So let me hour and 15 minutes late.
Needless to say,
the whole time, Giannis was trying to play quarterback this shit. And now he's frustrated because he couldn't quarterback it.
Look, French Reggie.
Bro, be honest.
I have an excuse.
What's your excuse, Caleb?
I didn't like that at all. That was a bad idea.
I know, taking that hat off, wasn't it?
I'm not going to do that again.
What's your excuse? How I look like the McDonald's arches?
Yes, it does. Those are facts. Smooth has not lied ever. This is not a lie. This is facts.
Don't do that. Don't start that shit.
It is what it is.
Well, look, listeners, we are Baylor, viewers, actually. We're happy you guys tuned in today. We had some technical difficulties, definitely. We're an hour and 15 minutes about late getting started. But what we wanted to do was give you guys an opportunity to check out the entire Rare Sonics network all at one time. And I think we're here. Everybody looks comfortable and confident. Jay Smooth seems extra confident for some reason. Who knows why?
Who the fuck is we had technical difficulties? Who's we?
I had technical difficulties, but shit, I don't care.
French, hey, can I say something?
Sure.
Hey,
sure,
mm-hmm. I just noticed all the light skinned dudes are on the outside and the two meat patties are on the inside. Does it look the same like that?
Why did you use meat patties? Why did you use the meat patty word?
Hey. Hey, there's two meat patties. Hey, look. Hey, King Kuta look a little ashy. French just look a little shiny. Y'all like the opposites.
That's weird.
I'm roughly the same color as BTVs, whatever.
Yeah, nobody heard anything French Reggie said. His signal is bad. He's in Haiti. French Reggie is broadcasting from Haiti.
The basement of Haiti.
Right. So, look. What I'm gonna do, guys, is I'm gonna go through here. We got some questions from the Question of Nonsense too. Let's start out with a couple of those. Let's see what somebody sent us here. Friend of the show, I'm not gonna say his name. Now that the opportunity is here, have y'all done anything mind altering?
Huh? Fuck, Nathan. You just asked me directly. Shit.
What? Did he spell it right?
I don't get the question.
Now that the opportunity is here, have y'all done anything mind altering? French Reggie, you started. What have you done mind altering since the quarantine?
Shrooms, that's the only thing I've done since the, like, that's probably a little bit different than my day-to-day routine.
Nigga, that's a big, that's a big try.
But that's about it.
Can you tell us more about the shrooms?
It was very, like, normal for me, personally. Like, I didn't go crazy. Like, it was just more, I was just more in tune with who I am. Like, things were...
Who are you?
Whatever reassurance I needed, I got it from the honest person.
What the fuck are you talking about? What assurances? Like, what?
An honest man.
You're hurting my fucking head. Just like whatever, nonsense. Like...
Whatever doubt, whatever things I doubted about who I am, just, I don't know, this like, it was very, like, it was just another day for me. But the only what? Thing I know that I learned from that experience was just more like, just, like, things will be all right. It was just more like, I'll be all right, no matter what. So, that's what I said, it was very normal for me. It wasn't like crazy. I don't know what else to say.
So, so you took shrooms to get to know yourself better?
To know everything is all right.
What are you saying?
I don't know, Baylor. I'm just saying this. I'm just saying that's what happened. Like, I don't know what else you guys want from me. Like, I didn't go. I didn't have a trip.
How many did you?
I was just more like.
How many did you take?
An eighth. So it was like 3.5.
You ate a whole eighth, so, and that's all you felt. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know.
You figured yourself out.
No, he just felt bad. Yeah. Everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, like the only thing that was like when it first hit me, like the colors, like everything around me was more vibrant. So like because I was in the backyard, so like the green was like very green, like very vibrant. But outside of that, the only thing I felt like with my body was like my jaw. I felt like something was crawling in my jaw. But outside of that, I felt normal.
Sounds like crack.
I felt normal.
Did you check what was in your jaw?
I felt it, but I didn't check. I didn't go to the doctor or anything.
was somebody standing in front of you when it felt like someone was in your jaw?
No, not someone. It just felt like it was just like things was moving around it. That's about it. Like, but outside of that, I felt normal.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else do anything more?
Don't you?
Anybody else? What's that, Mac?
Just some old, you know, Sheba, some of that ganja. I don't know if it's mind altering, but it's mood altering.
No, put that back up. What was that? Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. Jamie Mac is the man out here. Jamie Mac is the man out here when it comes to this shit. I give it to him.
Hypothetically? Is that what you meant? You meant hypothetically?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, what was this shit mean? Just being a regular, nice guy to hang around and have fun with? Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Allegedly, now they say all that. I said allegedly, if you want to have a good time and you need something, call Jamie.
Nobody has any idea what you said. BTG, we know that recently, once they legalized weed in California, you have been partaking in a lot of takeoffs. Have you leveled out now, or are you still getting? Are you still getting way too high for your body mass?
Y'all need to mind y'all business. It's been good with me. I've been taking the same amount that King Kuta been taking.
Hey, that's some Kobe level drive right there, man. What are you doing,
nigga? We stay in the same state. It's obvious.
That's some Kobe level dry snitching right there.
What
happened? King Kunta has been doing what King Kunta does. Period. The end. Period.
All right. So look, this next question is: what new skills have you all acquired or thought about learning now that you have time? I ain't gonna lie, man. Since this quarantine thing, I've been lazy. I haven't wanted to learn anything. I haven't learned not one new thing.
Lies.
What you mean?
Lies.
Oh, wait, I need to learn how to hook up this interface.
Lies.
Yeah, you're right, Mac, Baylor. But Mac, you're right. I am lying. I've forgotten about that. Jamie Mac and myself have become gun aficionados. We can probably tell you anything about any kind of round of bullet. We can tell you pretty much anything about the way guns work right now. And the first opportunity we get, we're going to shoot these guns that we've never shot. So that.
I watched a YouTube on the history of the bullet today.
But
Why?
You watch it high? Because you have to understand the projectile, right? The technology behind it, right? From the old balls that they used to put in the muskets to the fucking now, the shit that they have today with the fucking Teflon tips. The separation, they got the fragmented cells, right? The ones that just split right away. Anyways, I'm just saying.
Mac, I watched a video today about 22 confusion because there's so many different types of rounds of 22. They got the 22 long rifle. Right. They got a 22 Magnum. They got a 223, which is an upgrade of that, which is also the same as the 5.56. I know all about 22 and the confusion that people have and which ones work in certain guns and chamber for the right round. So I know that as well. Maybe we can kind of blend that information together and come up.
You saw that video I sent you today, right? About I think we could shoot in your backyard.
Yo, that shit was quiet.
I think with the one gun that you do. Yeah, I think with that one gun you have, I think we can get that off in the backyard.
All right, anybody else learn anything?
I'm not in that mindset yet, but I'm headed that way. I want to learn more about investments and real estate, particularly commercial investments. I've seen some people in this time who have who are selling houses. Selling residential estates, residential properties, and so you can make money in a drought. You can. So that's actually a real thing I'm going to start looking into seriously.
Boring.
And that was probably going to be the last sane thing I say on this because I've been drinking this entire delay.
The stock market is popping now, right now. It's volatile.
French money to be made
out there in the stocks.
Learn anything? Not necessarily learn anything. The only thing I decided to work on, me and some of the homies are trying to do like a cartoon because one of my friends like went to school for all that. I put our minds together and like do a little something, put it out, see by the summertime how things go if we stay. That's it.
All right, Smooth, what about you, man?
Okay, is that just me? Is that everybody?
Hearing, he can't hear half the shit he says. But what'd you learn,
Smooth? He said some shit about a cartoon. I don't know if that was, shirts or no shirts. I couldn't.
What, he was going to, him and some homies, and they were going to go,
Should I lock?
Whatever, do it. Yes. Fuck yeah.
Hey, man.
Whatever you just said,
do you, boo-boo.
Try it.
Do it. You try it. 100%, man. I support you.
Smooth. What about you, man?
What have I learned? God damn,
nigga,
friend.
Come on, man.
Have I learned? I haven't.
Okay.
BTG, you got too many bitches. That's what you learned.
What did you
got too many bitches trying to get them away.
Hey,
remember that bitches still ain't shit, but you out there in them bitches streets, all them bitches.
I ain't even out in these streets right now like that. You know? So okay. No, nothing, be honest.
Okay, thanks. That was the answer. Nothing. BTG, have you learned anything? If nothing is the answer, that's fine.
Nothing.
Shouldn't fucking learn how to use goddamn the internet or fucking video conference calls. You didn't learn that shit.
All right, so Kit wants to know if there is a rare Sonics vacation.
Easier.
If there was a rare Sonics vacation getaway, would you actually come? Why or why not? So she's trying to put together a vacation for everybody in the Slack, basically. Are y'all thinking that's a good idea or a bad idea? If it's a bad idea, tell me why.
I would, so I wouldn't have to connect my equipment. I could just see y'all face to face. Someone to do it for you.
BTG, how long of being on vacation with the whole Slack would it be before you punch Jay Smooth in the mouth?
Oh, Jay, nobody's punching Jay Smooth. He getting shot.
No, we probably got to fight. We probably got to fight as soon as I land so we can get it out the way because we'll probably be cool afterwards.
So, because he's going to win or because you're going to win?
That's a cool. Really?
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
How do you know that he's going to be okay with losing?
He's going to have to be.
It's not the first time.
It's numbers.
It just seems like he's already okay with that.
He's going to lose to somebody. Oh. We're taking numbers.
You know what, guys? You know what? It's not even worth fighting Smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
He already said he's calling the cops.
No, he's pressing charges.
That's what he said.
Because the lawyer that's coming with me got to help. Because if he don't help, when he come back, we're going to get him.
You going to whoop his ass.
Yep. All I know is I'm Cobra Kai-ing that nigga, sweeping the leg.
Right at the knee level.
Going to turn the lights out and everybody going to act like they fucked up.
Hey, Mac.
You're going to be too high, nigga.
Mac, talk to me a little bit about that topic you put up earlier about the kids.
Okay. So full disclosure, right? So I run an errand a day. A-Love runs an errand a day. I just happened to come back sooner than I guess my son expected me to.
And
I'm known for creeping in the house, right? I guess I don't, everybody expects me to slam doors and announce myself, and I did not. And I probably wish I would have, because I go up, you know, I pass my daughter's room and she's on the phone, she's talking, and I go to my son's room. Yeah, my man is got the video, probably got the MacBook opened. He got his video popped open, and the cool piece about it, the nigga don't even got the door closed. He don't even got the door closed. This is like a pest. Oh, shit. All I got to do is peek in and see what's going on. And so I talked to him, right? And his excuse was, and I couldn't beat the logic, right? He goes, well, if I shut the door, it looks obvious, right? It looks like I'm doing something.
That's not going to work.
Oh, man.
Coronavirus. Well,
your son's a G.
I said, so you're trying to make it look like you're not doing something when you're doing something. I said, well, you know, how's that working out for you? Because, I mean, you just got caught. Like, I mean, it's not a foolproof plan. I mean, you might want to lock the door and just be suspicious. Like, why you got the door locked and come up with a dumb excuse later. I mean, but just to have me be able to look in the door and see everything that you got going on.
So two questions.
And then the cool piece about it is he's watching the type of porn, right? So I give me the computer, right? And I go through it, and I didn't know you could look at porn on Reddit, you know? So if your kids are out there saying, oh, I'm on Reddit, and you think that, oh, yeah, Reddit is some shit that I don't know what Reddit is, but I know there's porn on Reddit. Anime porn.
Full clips.
Anime porn. And so I asked him, I said, so you like anime porn? He said, I don't really have a choice. A preference. It's like whatever I come across first. I said, well,
how old is he? 15?
Yeah, he's 15.
That's late, man. Oh, okay. My nephew was like 10 the first time he got caught, but he was masturbating.
Oh, my son was 6. My son was 6 when he first got caught.
Okay. But he didn't have nothing out, right? He didn't have like no jelly or no lube.
Yeah, that's why he's in anime now.
Nah, he was doing the old school, you know, grind the bed thing. You know what I mean? He was, you know.
I don't think there's a way to stop a kid in 2020 from seeing porn. It's going to be it's on phones, it's on computers. There's not a way to avoid it unless you actually put in some type of blocker with certain words like pussy or dick or whatever. There's no way to filter that out. They're going to see it. So maybe I'll have a watch
party. That's why I'm kind of...
Maurice said that he wanted to get caught.
You think he wants to get caught? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, that's what somebody said on the live.
What would he want to... Why would he want to get caught?
There was a movie... There was a movie with Rosie. What was her name? O'Donnell, I think. I think it was called Eden.
Was it O'Donnell? Yeah.
It was Eden, and it was about S&M and BDSM. She was like undercover. And the dude Eden. That she... What was it?
East of Eden.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Anna Delaney was the lead.
And the dude who was in it...
Not a fan of the clean shaven.
He was a freak from the beginning. You know, he was a little kid. He used to have his maid. You know, he would get in trouble just so he would get spanked. You know, that type of shit. So...
Whoa, someone
might be onto it.
Maybe. So look, Mo is saying it's a fetish to get caught. So maybe he's saying maybe your son is excited by being caught.
And that turns his dad.
That turns him on.
He waited until I left.
You pushing it.
He waited until I left.
Look, why is Mo always smiling Mac's kid? This is the second time. Remember last time when Mac got really mad? That was the same guy. He said something. Ew, that's pervy though. If you want to get caught,
Mo doesn't like my parenting skills, obviously.
Right? that's funny though. I don't think there's a way to stop them, Mac. If that's your question, is how do you get them? How do you stop them or prevent them from? There's not a way.
Yeah, is it possible? Right? I don't think it is.
Our IPTV has porno on it. There's no way to stop it, dude. It's everywhere.
You don't think it's weird that he's watching anime porn though? Pooh?
He without sin cast the first stone.
Right.
I think anime porn is the fucking hottest thing in the world. I don't know how y'all I don't know how y'all can nut to anime porn. That is very odd. Please, one of you nerds, tell me how anime porn satisfies that thing in your dopamine area that allows you to release that. We'll wait. I'm really interested. How you guys?
No comment.
I mean, Baylor, you remember that?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand. Because again, let me just do this. First off, disclaimer.
Okay.
I don't watch anime porn. I've seen it. I've never released myself to it. Right. But in looking
That's
at
what
it,
I'm saying.
It's I don't know. I would watch it though. I've watched it. It's interesting.
So look, okay.
Like the one with
everybody.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now. The Family Guy porn. The Family Guy porn with what's the chick from
Meg?
Yeah, not Meg, but with the mom.
Pam.
Okay, look. Do this.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I want everybody to raise their hand. Raise your hand if you watch porn. Not while you're masturbating. Just watch it as if it's like a TV show. Raise your hand if you just watch porn for just the watching sake. Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, man. That's really fucking odd, Mac.
Buffering.
Yeah, I watch porn reality shows. Like
what?
Yeah, bro. Playboy Channel 2, bro. Check it out. They got this shit called Foursome. It's like real world meets fucking porn. They just bring four people in, let them stay the night together and see who fucks. It's pretty cool.
So basically you just prolonging what you really want to see.
Yep. I like all of that.
No, sir.
Amateur shit too, right there.
Back when they had
like
DVD
nipple
porn,
clamps.
He loves like nipple clamps. He talks about all that kind of weird shit. You remember back when DVDs used to have like full scenes where there was like the acting part in the beginning? I never watched any of that. I fast forwarded through all that every time. You watched it, Mac?
No, not that part, because that's choreographed. See, this the real world, the reality show shit, that's kind of like...
My nigga.
Unscripted.
How many times have we talked about reality TV being scripted as fuck? It's even sometimes even more scripted.
It's scripted. The only thing that they're doing is just adding the drama.
I don't know. I feel like these people didn't know each other before they started fucking, and that's okay with me.
And that's what makes you a psychopath. Hey, so Matt,
it all
so
seems Matt, plausible.
Tell the truth. Are you into fans only pages?
No. I can't pay for none. That's what they charge, right?
Baylor, what is fans only exactly? Is it a site where you can charge somebody?
You trying to ask Baylor like he don't know? You know what that is.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. Yeah, this is where cats get robbed. That's all it is.
So you know what Chatterbait is?
No, but I have heard y'all talk about it on previous shows before.
I
know Jamie Mack is really into that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's really into it or he's a person who has a Chatterbait channel. I'm not so sure Mack don't have his channel, man. Why y'all fucking around?
But see, you could, the cool thing about that, though, is you could show where you want to broadcast to. So like if you don't want to broadcast in America, you don't have to. Like if you're like, I don't want no one to know where I'm at here, I don't want to do that.
No,
just over in Europe.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that you could keep your porn private on
No, it's not private. I mean, it could bounce back, right? I mean, if you blow up in Europe enough, they might, you know, share some shit to their cousins back in the United States and be like, yeah, check this nigga out. You heard of him? Maybe. But initially, it ain't going to your friends.
Mac,
it's going to have to do some bouncing before it get to them.
Mac, who else knew that you could choose the country you broadcast to? Raise your hand. I don't think anybody else knew that. So that means somebody got a fucking Chatterbait channel. I'm trying to tell y'all, Mac got this shit. I promise if you search Jamie Mac, is your name Jamie Mac or something else?
No, why would I use the same name?
Something else, probably.
It's Miggity Mac Daddy. It's Miggity Mac Daddy.
That bow wow.
Oh my god.
That's where I learned about that one remote vibrator that they be having with the little pink thing sticking out.
I don't think that's real.
Going wild.
I don't believe that, Mac.
You don't think that's wild?
I don't believe that's real. I think they just be acting up.
Called a love sense, by the way.
That shit'll make the little coin sound ching ching.
No, that's just real.
I don't believe the nigga, nobody acts like that ever.
Oh, go ahead.
Stop it. That's
epic. Well, I see that shit.
I need to know how real it is. How real it is.
Say what,
BDG? That shit is real, bro. Be honest. That shit is real.
But they can determine the level of vibrations on their end, though.
Stand by, King Kunta. Stand by everybody for just 1 second.
Yeah, and then
French Reggie, wait a minute. Answer my question before you say something. How the fuck do you know it's real? What hole did you put it in to know that it's real?
You don't
not
have to
my hole, but I fuck a girl while using it. Like, I had the remote control of it, and I was fucking with her the whole day with it. So,
okay.
Like, we went out to eat, and I had the code controller with me, and then we smashed later that night. Like,
okay, French Reggie. What I'm asking.
That's just a great friend.
That's not what I'm asking you.
You're a hole?
That's not what I'm asking you.
You're a hole.
I'm saying, so y'all are sitting at dinner, and she's like, oh, this potato salad is really good. That's what happened. Like, are you kidding me?
And I fuck with her. She's not doing all that, but she's like, oh my god, Reggie, stop, or something like that. Like,
these,
you know,
bitches be acting the like you get home, no, these bitches act like the best feeling ever just happened. And then come on, man, that is not real. That's acting to get more coins so they can get more of your money. Stop it. You don't believe that's really like how good it feels, right?
I'm not talking about the porn. I'm talking about my personal experience with it.
Okay.
When I was hanging out with a girl.
Here's what I need you to do.
That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I need you to do for testing purposes only. This is only so that we can solve this riddle. The next time you're with her, I want you to use it on yourself and have her remote control to you and report back.
No. You think she's going to respect me after that? After I put it on my hoe? You think I can get some after that? Be honest. No. No. No.
Okay. Hold up. So Reggie, you're saying the only reason is not because you think it'll fuck you up long term, but other than that, if she was cool and will respect you afterwards, you're with it.
No, I'm still not with it because now I got to respect myself. No, I'm not gonna look at myself as a man anymore.
Because I know there's some women out there that won't think of you any less for doing that.
Of course. Yeah, I know there's a lot of women that actually would want a man that's comfortable doing that. But
how do you know?
I'm good.
You know who would let you do it?
Because I met...
Reggie, I figured it out. When you and First Alley Cat get together, that's the first thing y'all should try.
Nah, me and First Alley Cat will have a conversation about anything that's regarding me being penetrated. I'm not down for that. You know, but we can do other things. That's all I'm saying. We can do other things. I just don't want to be penetrated. That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
If you fall asleep.
Here's the thing I'm telling you, all right?
That's right.
None of those insertable pink things that those girls, that's all acting, man. Them girls just be acting. It's all for money, bruh. All this shit is for money. Just like the reality show.
Why are you so negative?
I'm not negative, but I've bought
yes, you are.
I bought all those types of shit for Kit. I bought all those negative motherfuckers. That shit is just, I mean, I'm not saying it probably doesn't feel good, but it don't make them do what they do on it. That shit is retarded. That's, come on, remember, man. Nobody believes that.
Be honest, you saw. Remember the one Latina girl that was like squirting all in her face? Like we posted that?
Yeah, I remember
that. We looked at that.
She doesn't need that thing.
Was that fake too?
She doesn't need, no, I mean, obviously something came out of her pussy, but I'm saying she doesn't need that little pink thing to make that happen. She's just doing that for the acting part of it. She's on call, looks like. Like,
someone's got to make that happen though. She can't do that on command.
A finger can't do that? I've seen it happen with a finger.
I don't know.
I've seen it happen with a dick too.
Come on, Pete. You have to say the last part.
I mean, what?
Nothing, man.
Come on. This is a chat of six
minutes. The same thing happened with the head popper might have just happened with me right there, bro. I don't know, man. You just put some, you put something in my head right there, bro, and it just fucked me up for a second.
I've seen a seven foot explosion before. I don't know about y'all. I'm just saying, this shit is real life.
By the way,
and it didn't take no pink toy, my nigga.
I just want to say, I use the head popper at least weekly. Thank you, Dr. Mack.
Thank you.
You're the best.
You're welcome. Sorry, what's up?
French Reggie is
side. To be honest, if Kunta can do it.
If he can do it.
If Kunta can do it, you can do it.
How do you know?
If Kunta can do that. He just said it. He just said, hey, the head popper is a weekly thing for him. He just said it. That's how I know.
What they got to do with me?
So if he can do it, you should be able to do it. He's not thinking about Jamie Mack when he's doing it. So why can't you do it? Because I try to help pop it. Jamie Mack is correct. Jamie Mack is correct. That shit is magnificent. You know, it's a perfect tease.
It's a nice change of pace.
Yes. Yeah.
Great and visual. You, right. Boom. And then when you get it's right to that edge, you give them the full plunge. But yeah.
Yeah.
They're ready.
And then no lie, it helps you out as a man too.
How's that?
Because right resident? Before, you can put it down and do it. You can do it and it kind of holds you your nut a little bit and then you go right back to it. That's what I'm saying. That's why. That's how I used it.
You did what to yourself? What'd you do?
Right, I was about to nut. Right, I was about to
be honest right here.
And I did the head popper and it helped me out, so I didn't have that right away. And I went back in and did my thing. So Jamie Mack, thank you to you.
Yeah, nobody heard anything you said for
the real MVP, Mac. Dr. Mac, he's the real MVP.
He's the real MVP. Let's see what else we got here. Smoothie, you ever caught one of your kids watching porn?
You did. It's okay.
What? Kunta, are you laughing at Jamie Mack's pictures? Or are you laughing at Smooth's face?
He's laughing at Smooth.
Be honest.
I don't know what he's laughing at. But it's making me laugh. Why Baylor look like he's in a Partridge Family and like those little squares at the beginning looking up? He's looking up at the other people.
Oh man, okay.
I haven't actually.
Nigga still lying.
I haven't personally caught him.
What does that mean?
You know what I'm saying?
How do you unpersonally catch someone?
I didn't personally. I got a phone call about it. You know what I'm saying? And we had a conversation about it.
Can you be a little bit less like secret agent? Talk. What are you saying?
No.
What? No, I don't want to talk about it. I mean, I'm good now.
What?
Is this your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a yes or no. Next topic.
No.
I mean, you know, my daughters have come and asked me some really, 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 really odd questions. Like, Dad, what's a fleshlight? That was a question I got from one of my daughters before.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Why is it awkward? That's natural. Yeah, but
obviously it wasn't one of his sons. He wouldn't be that kind
I would be like both of my kids. Both of my kids. So, but yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, what?
Yeah, you didn't say anything.
No, but babe, we go to the next question, be honest. Yeah.
Wow. That is classy. That is classy.
Classic Smooth.
All right, so Baylor, talk to me a little bit about this living in the movie.
Be honest, Hughes be looking afterwards.
Talk to me a little bit about living in this movie and the decade and what would it be, all that, whatever that topic was that you had put in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, I mean, you know how if you grew up in the 70s or the 80s, the 90s, or if it was a popular TV show that you liked, if there was a city based off of that, would you stay in one?
What do you mean? Like what? Give us an example.
That wasn't really the question, but okay.
Like Bay City? The Brady Bunch.
What about The Wire?
You know, if
who wants to live
I'm
there?
I'm staying over there.
Who wants to live
but
there?
But it's just, it's a show theme, though. It's not actual, I mean, it is reality, but it's not that reality. It's not the show reality, but it is the buildings, the houses, the cars, etc.
Which one would you pick?
I don't know if The Wire is a good thing.
Why? The Wire was a good ass show.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like
a neighborhood. Real,
though. I can go to Baltimore and really see that.
So what about like Snowfall then? How about Snowfall?
Well, we still got houses that look like that out here. But the cars.
What about L.A. Law?
Adventureland.
CSI? Law and Order.
CSI? B doesn't get it.
I would want to live in L.A.
None of those places.
I would want to live in Law and Order. No one wants to live there. I would want to live like as Law and Order.
Why?
I'm waiting for the reason.
No, I would. That seems like a cool place.
So when you step outside, how is it going
to
look?
Have you ever seen the show Atlanta with Childish Gambino? I would like to live in that area. Like that. Like just like that. Like
but
that
you show a Zone 6 nigga.
Just like that show is I want to live in. Just like if I could be in that show and be just like that, I want to live like that.
Zone 6. Nigga.
Let's see. What movie?
That's who you are.
Like you walk outside and it looks like The Walking Dead.
One.
What? Who'd want to live like that?
No.
Who would want to live with fucking zombies outside?
You pick CSI, nigga. That looks regular.
That's what I want to do, though. You can't make me pick. Regular. You can't make me pick some anime, nigga. I want to live in how it looks in The Wire.
You beat Game of Thrones, man. You
fucking
be like
dragons and shit. Nigga, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. No, who wants to live around fucking dragons?
If you own a dragon, me.
That nigga right there. That'd be cool. Right.
Well, you don't always have to be on the opposite side of the dragon. You could be the dragon nigga.
Who you talking to today? Dracarys.
So, Baylor, what would you pick? What show would you pick then? Because since I don't get it.
It would probably be more like a 70s thing where people walking around with bell bottoms on and they shirt.
Good times.
Like that 70s show?
Good yeah, there you go. That's a good one right there.
But I'm saying, though, that's regular shit, too. That. In the 70s, that was regular shit. You walk outside, it'd be like that. I don't see how mine is different.
It's very different. I don't see how you don't understand that.
Because your shit you could get right now. You could go out and get CSI shit right now. You can't go get 70 shit right now.
Yes, you can.
So the shit that you want, you got right now. It's no different than what you already got.
They still sell polyester bell bottoms at the thrift shop, nigga. You could go be 70s right now.
The point is, if I step outside right now, I'm going to see a lot of Teslas and Prius cars.
Right.
But in as my world, I'm stepping out and I'm seeing a 76 Impala.
Who wants a fucking carbureted engine, my nigga? What are we doing?
I don't care if nobody on his car wants that. I don't care. All right? Nigga, when I step outside,
wait a goddamn minute. Wait a goddamn minute. You do not have righteous justification or any anger on this call, nigga. You wasted 59 minutes of my real life, my regular day of life, while your ass was coming down from a flight. I'm going to need you to take all that bass out and answer the goddamn question.
Let me explain something.
Listen, as a black dude, don't go past the 60s.
We're an hour past our original start time. But you know what? I don't care because this shit happened. Now you move on.
Yes,
from
Baylor.
It?
Nah, nigga, you happened.
So, Jace,
okay, you happened. I successfully apologize for being an hour late, but I okay. do we'll not know about successfully. Care. Authentically, do not care.
He said successfully.
Okay.
How can you apologize and not care, Jace? Move. What show would you What show would you be in? And don't do Little People of Atlanta.
All right. Let him answer on his own. That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
No, but Smooth, I posted some porn.
Left cheek, right cheek.
I posted some midget porn for you.
Left cheek, right cheek.
It's lit, too.
So it can be, Baylor, had to be 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s? Yeah.
No, it don't have to be.
Pick a TV show.
Whatever, man. Use your imagination.
Hey, look. Hey, look, nigga, I know I use my... Hey, look, I can probably be... shit, Jets. Nigga. No, nigga, the Cosby's.
How's that different? How's that different people. Than Atlanta?
I'm going to say the
your regular life.
Nigga, what hey. The Cosby's, hey, look, they had money in their household, nigga.
Not enough to live where they did.
You don't get to be them.
Not enough to live where they did. The Cosbys did not make enough money to live on the street they lived on in that kind of house in that year. That's all bullshit, but hey.
What?
Man, you know
what? There was a lawyer talking about
that. That don't mean
shit.
Man.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that shit is.
Did they get evicted?
Phony. They should have got evicted.
Wait, is this a feeling? I mean, what are you basing this on?
I'm saying that.
Yeah, it was a doctor and a lawyer. He had his own practice.
There have been nerds.
What are you talking about?
There have been nerds that have gone in and figured out how much it costs to live in that area, and neither one of them could have afforded that. And 1,000% of black people couldn't afford it at that time either. It's all bullshit.
He had his own practice.
So what?
What are you talking about?
B? So what?
You're just saying words.
Yeah,
it costs more to live in that neighborhood than a doctor makes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There have been nerds who figured this shit out.
And a lawyer?
Yes. A doctor and a lawyer in the 80s could not afford to live in the neighborhood that they are saying they lived in that big-ass house.
What do you mean? Own the brownstone?
Yeah,
rent the brownstone?
Bruh. I'm telling you that. First of all, let me, little disclaimer. I'm not a nerd, so I don't know what these nerds do to figure out this math. They did the math on it, and they said that if you're a doctor or a lawyer at
that... You don't even know the nerds.
I need another nerd. But that's cool though.
You're not even quoting the nerds.
Jay Smooth, you want to live in a brownstone in New York? Like probably one of the most expensive areas.
Let me say this. Probably during that time, right? The economy was what it was, right? And it just, you know, it's like you know, back in the days in the '80s, right? Minimum wage is what, under $3 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure what they made during that time fit what they were doing in the economy during that time. So I don't know how. So you're talking about a doctor and a lawyer? They couldn't afford to just live nicely back then. It's hard for me to believe.
I didn't say nicely.
You know, because a doctor and a lawyer today. A doctor and lawyer today, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers can live pretty good with a shit cost of living is high now.
Right.
Talk that shit, Smooth.
Yeah, hey, look, when you start your sentence off with economy being is what it is, I've already stopped listening. What the fuck? I don't even mean anything, my nigga. I stopped listening at that point.
He said probably.
Based on your argument, you know what I'm saying, what you're saying, only goddamn Trump and goddamn dope dealers could have lived in that neighborhood back then.
Dope dealers? No, that's dope dealers don't make enough money to live in that neighborhood either, my nigga. You'd have to be the supplier.
Nino Brown made a lot of money. And goddamn...
And he couldn't afford it. That nigga lived in the hood still. He had his own building in the hood.
El Chapo could live there.
El Chapo is a supplier. That's what I'm talking about. Them type of niggas can afford fucking expensive ass New York City brownstone. I'm reaching? Okay.
You don't know shit about
drug dealers, Reggie. What are you talking about, man? What do you know about how much drug dealers make?
He's on your type.
Let me tell you the sad truth about drug dealers, right? And I know that all of us have grown up around that shit. But most niggas are corner boys and they don't make no fucking money. They make less than you make at your job right now. Well, not you, Reggie, because you don't have a job. Smooth, they make less than you do at your job right now. That shit is a dead occupation, my nigga. You spend almost 18 hours a day outside. You don't, you know what I'm saying, not even having the comforts of your TV and couch, nigga. You just sitting outside, and you may get a couple hundred dollars for that. That's bullshit. Nobody else works in those kind of conditions. Being a dope boy is not all glamorous and great.
But they get it.
This is not how my Be Honest normally is on Black on Both Sides. I'm confused.
Being that, look, this is what you'd rather hear. Being that the economy is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Dogs live to fight another day. What's another cliche I can say at that? Change your friends or change your friends. What about you, French Reggie? What show would you like to be in?
Shut up. If I'm going back in the day, Fresh Prince. But if I'm going futuristic, Altered Carbon.
So look, I apologize. Baylor, I'm sorry, man. I was being fucking stupid and I started saying like some regular shit. And now I started this trend of niggas saying just regular shows. I was really just trolling your topic, nigga. I was fucking with you. And I'm sorry because the rest of these niggas didn't get the joke. They're like saying the same type shit. This nigga wanna live in LA in the 90s. That's like his regular shit. I'm sorry, Baylor. It was my fault. I thought these niggas would get that I was being stupid. They didn't. I apologize. I threw the whole topic off. If you'd like to start it again, we can, and I'll pick some fancy shit for you. Cause I know I threw your shit off and I apologize. This nigga said Fresh Prince. I'm sorry, man.
Next topic. Fresh Prince or Altered Carbon?
You want to live in Altered Carbon times?
That's not the 90s.
You don't even have a job, French Reggie. You know what sleeve you would get?
A red haired white prepubescent child.
Nah, that experience will be worthwhile.
How so?
He's gonna be some Southeast Asian fucking sex slave.
Yo, you trying to tell me I can become anybody?
No, you cannot. You get what you get. You cannot become anybody.
It doesn't matter. Just the fact that I can experience another life form in a sense.
Oh.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
So I can write a book after.
So if you came back and you had to be a Taiwanese fucking soapy bath given fucking sex slave, you're good with that.
So excited.
I would not be good with it, but I will take on that experience and learn from it.
What does that mean, man?
It means that he would
He's okay getting fucked in the ass.
He would not kill himself. He wouldn't end his sleeveness because he was taking dick up his ass. He would just figure out a way to fucking coexist.
Arigato! So excited.
Arigato! French Reggie,
he would be happy for the new life. He would be thankful.
French Reggie, I don't believe it.
Would be a second chance.
I don't believe your mushroom story anymore, sir. Your shroom story, excuse me. I don't believe it. I think some other shit happened and you're trying to tone it down. Let me ask you this question. Where did you take this room and who with?
I took it with some friends. Mixed girls and boys.
I knew it was some boys there. I knew it was.
Yeah, sure. And then we just did it in the yard.
You said it was.
Yeah.
Were y'all standing up?
No, we had chairs. We sat down.
Hey, because Bailey, he did say something was going in his jaw. And you know, he said he felt like something was crawling in his jaw. And so when that nigga had a dick in his jaw.
Hey,
is this real? Hey.
You said your jaw was moving.
Is this forever? Hey, that nigga tried to blow the pitch out of the nigga standing in front of him.
I'm going
to
go with it.
He compartmentalized the dick smooth. He compartmentalized the dick.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have the whole eighth to yourself so everybody across the board had eighths?
Circle jugs.
Not everybody, but like I ate an eighth. Like other people probably ate like 2 grams or something. But all of us felt kind of straight. Nobody had a bad trip. That's what I'm trying to say. Nobody had a bad trip. Yeah.
That's how you determine whether or not you were.
Huh? Was your ass?
Oh, fuck. So you said everybody had.
No, you got to remember it was his jaw. It was his jaw. His teeth was loose after that. French, were your teeth loose?
your ass in the same starting position that you recall.
There was no homosexuality things going on.
Okay, French.
Here's
the problem, French.
How long did it take?
Here's the problem, French. I need you to be really honest, okay? I need you to work through this right now on the show so that we can see your facial expressions while you're working through it. What I'm hearing, and I'm sure everybody agrees, y'all can nod if you want to, that French Reggie is the type of person who is really up on experiences and experiencing new things. He wants to see how they are and how this happens. So, come on, man. You got to level with us. At some point, if you're really down with experiences, you got to just go ahead and do the full joint. You need to alter carbon your real life, man.
Okay,
just,
but I have my limits, to be honest.
Okay.
Wow. I have my limits.
What are your limits?
Let's talk about the limits then. What are your limits? Because they want you to explain in the live room. What does that mean?
Gayness is my limits.
What does that mean?
Anything that
you and Jay Smooth don't have the same definition of gay. What does that mean to you?
Okay.
Yeah, wait, what does it mean?
They're saying you're fearless in the live room right now.
I am fearless, but anything that means doing anything sexual with another male, you know, I will not do. I will not partake in.
But you do drugs and you watch porn with other males.
I never did that. I never did that. That was not my thing. That was Jamie Mack.
You said you and your friends watch it and discuss it. Did you not say that?
No, I said me and my friends discussed it and I told them what to go watch. I told them what to go watch, yeah.
Y'all copy and share and send links to each other and then y'all meet up and then y'all talk about it.
Like a book club.
It's a book club. But like a porn club.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Y'all in the same room. The room is not that big. And y'all discuss what's going on in the scene.
Not just because what's going on in the scene. That was sixth grade.
Somebody dick hard.
Talk about the scene.
No, that was sixth grade Shea Baylor. It was more like, bro, it was like we discovered porn, and we were talking about the fact that we discovered porn. That was really what it was. That's it.
Wait. Stand down. Like, be honest, be saying, stand down.
I say stand by.
So
stand by.
You watch. Stand by. Close stand enough. Down. Okay, it's close. All right.
So stand down is like a police fucking. What they shot.
PTSD. You triggered Jamie Mack with the police commands.
So look. You watch it by yourself. Uh-huh. Then you send it to your friends, and then you come together.
They do a meetup.
That's bad choice of words. Y'all come together and y'all meet up in a room.
Bella.
With their notebooks. What'd you think? What'd you think? I thought the acting could have been better. Did you see the at the 11:22 mark? Oh yeah,
Friends Reggie, man. I get it, man. It's not looking good though because
the ending.
I remember Friends Reggie. So is porno sexual for you? You feel like porno is sexual?
Oh, what happened, B? You got froze all fucked up like
no. That.
Yeah, that's the worst face too. It looked like he's look what he looks like he's doing to the mic. That's how he's supposed to be said, huh?
Giannis is back.
So French Reggie, how many DVDs have you accumulated since what you said, 2006?
From now?
Then, nigga.
Oh, hey, there goes B.
I mean, I wasn't a DVD buyer. I was more of a blockbuster.
Giannis is back up in this bitch.
Yeah, I was more of a blockbuster kid, so I was just renting DVDs. I never really bought DVDs.
Shut up, Reg.
I'm just saying,
B, what's up? I'm not talking about.
Hang on a second. I hope y'all didn't say anything crazy because that shit lasted. I don't know why this is some good software. When it kicked me off, you guys were still live. So anything you guys said during that time went out to everybody.
No.
We know.
Okay, proceed with your question, Baylor.
No, the fuck we did not know.
I'm saying.
I did.
Friends, Reggie, I'm not talking about regular movies. I'm talking about XXX movies. How many DVDs did you accumulate since 2006?
Okay, so for me, I wasn't buying or renting or stealing DVDs for porn. I used to just go to a computer. I broke a lot of computers.
That's not really the question, sir.
From 06 to 08, my dad went through a few computers. Let's just say that.
Fresh Reggie. I asked you, have you ever watched porn on VHS? You said no, you was more of a DVD.
A DVD, he sure did.
How many DVDs have you watched?
Oh, no, I thought you meant to say, I thought the question was more about just if I grew up watching VHS.
English is not his language.
When it comes to porn, no DVD. It was just all internet. Yeah. All magazines. Internet and magazines.
What's your favorite site?
Onionbuddy.com.
Okay, so sixth grade, I don't think that site is still up, but sixth grade, it was this website called 89.com. And then
look that up.
Now I don't think it's a I don't think it's a porn website anymore. Now it's everything from Pornhub, Xvideos, Spank Bang, Tasty Blacks.
Tasty Blacks. Never heard of that one. Okay.
Me neither.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few. There's a few out there.
Onion booty.
There's a few Tasty Blacks?
No, I'm saying there's a few websites out there for when it comes to porn. Outside of the normal Pornhub, Xvideos.
Can you tell me how long, man? How long does it take you to find your scenes?
It just depends on my mood. I don't bookmark. It depends on my mood. And is it my second jack off of the day or is it my first jack off of the day? It just depends.
What the fuck? Nigga, how many times do you jack off a day, my nigga?
Sometimes twice, sometimes three times. Depends. If it's a boring day, if it's this quarantine era.
Wait a goddamn minute. What are you talking about? How many times are you doing this shit?
Wait, French, what's the max? What's the max? I need you to tell the truth, too, because I know it's more than two. What's the max you get in one
max,
day?
Six.
In a day?
We don't need a max. We need a mean. We need an average, man. We don't need a max. We need a mean. How many times on average is Chris Reggie?
Average is probably like 2.5 during this quarantine era. But normal days when life is normal.
Wait. No. We're not about to go over. You said 2.5? Will you stop?
During this quarantine?
Midway?
Because it's an average. So some days I may do 3, but some days I may do 1.
No, that's what I'm saying. How do you get the half, though, friends? Ready? How do you get the half?
That's how averages work.
Because I said it's an average. So some days I do 3, but some days I may just do 1.
No, okay. So that's sorry. No. Wait. Stand by. I know that when it comes to math, I'm not the. Okay, but how did you get to a half when you get to an average?
It's whole numbers.
Because the average is you take all the numbers together that you did. Let's say day one I did 3, but day two I did 4. Day 3 I did 1.
Make it simpler. Make it simpler.
Reggie, that's too complex.
That's too complex. If you jacked off twice on Monday and 3 times on Tuesday, your average would be what, Baylor?
Okay.
2.5.
I got you.
2.5. That's how it works. But French Reggie, how old were you when you did 6 times in one fucking day?
That was high school. That was like summer 2011.
Like it says yesterday.
That was like junior in high school. Sophomore, junior year in high school.
Did you use a sock?
No. It was just I was up early and I went to bed late.
Your dick was chafed.
Yeah. No, French Reggie. Yeah. What do you use? Do you use a sock? Do you use baby wipes? What kind of lotion do you use? Is it baby oil? Is it Vaseline?
It's gotta be something
Vaseline.
That nurtures the skin, Baylor.
Vaseline, for sure.
Is it the
Vaseline? The cocoa butter one.
Okay. All right. Okay.
When the entire cocoa butter Vaseline going on here? You putting petroleum jelly on like. That's gross, man.
Yo, nigga, that's so Haitian of you. Using Vaseline to check off is Haitian as fuck. No, that doesn't seem pleasant at all.
Is that the one that you use? Is that your personal one right now?
I know this right now.
Do me a favor, French Reggie. I see the hand you got the Vaseline in. Do not touch that mic. Don't touch my mic with that hand after you get done touching that until you quarantine your hand.
That container grease into the motherfucker, too.
Do not touch that microphone, nigga.
I bet you got those big scoop marks.
Don't touch that microphone, nigga.
No way, J-Mac, don't give him an idea right now. Don't give him an idea. I need to know, French Reggie, how do you apply the Vaseline?
All of it.
You dip your nugget in the sauce?
So you just put your hands, you take some Vaseline and you start going, bro. You put it all around the whole dick and then you just start going.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Hey, Reggie, let me ask you this. At any point during this line of questioning, did you ever question the questions? Oh.
Do not touch so that look. Mic, nigga. Mm.
So what do friends Reggie? What do you empty into? Is it are you?
No, listen. Hold on. We got no. There's something else in the Slack room. There's another topic. There has to be.
I just clean up after myself.
No, Reggie. Fuck you. No one cares about you cleaning your dick.
What are you cleaning up though? What are you cleaning up?
In the live room, they ask friends Reggie, does he dip his nugget in the sauce?
Nah, I don't do all that now. I don't do all that. Lysol wipes. Lysol wipes.
Lysol wipes. No, French, I'm asking
this nigga to take a quarantine to the next level. He want to make sure his dick is quarantined.
You cannot Lysol, put Lysol on your dick, nigga.
You asked what I my.
Yeah, everybody stand by. French Reggie, where do you drop your kids off at?
Oh, I just let it go, and then if it falls on the floor, if I pop the floor, I mop the floor.
Wait a minute, so I can walk in your room and possibly step on a spot that you jizzed in?
No, I clean up.
You just put your daycare anywhere.
I don't do it in the room. I don't do it in the room. I never do it in the room. I don't do it in the room.
You got me crying, nigga.
Where you do it? Where you go?
What room do I need to avoid at your house then, motherfucker?
I do it before I take a shower.
So when the bathroom in your room is fucking highly contaminated.
You fuck around, take a shower, French house, you gonna slip.
Wait.
You have babies coming out their feet.
Wait. Everybody stand by. So you shower on shoes. The toilet? Your booty cheeks is on the toilet.
No. Why would I sit on the toilet?
Well, where are you sitting at?
Oh, he does it standing up. Tell him you're
I can do it standing up. I don't have to sit down.
How did we get here?
Oh, so you're one of them. You're a stander upper.
I mean, I've done it sitting down too, but I can stand up too.
Do you lay in a tub and let the shower run over you?
If I'm taking a bath, sure. Yeah, I'll do it in the tub.
You take a bath too, nigga?
So you let that nut just float in the water.
So you spanking off in dirty water.
It's dirty as soon as you finish.
I take a shower after. Like when I take a bath, no matter what, I still take a shower after.
Just to make sure the shower bath and a shower.
Yeah, you're supposed to take a shower after you take a bath, regardless.
I wouldn't know. I don't fucking. I'm taking baths when I'm sick.
No. I actually do that too. I actually if I do take a bath and I soak and then I rinse off with the shower.
Yeah, soaking is different.
Like if you're in pain, right? Like if you didn't pull a muscle and you want to fucking take an Epsom salt bath or some shit like that, you know you don't got access to a hot tub. You know you could do some shit, but a nigga just fucking bubbling up and fucking just getting into a tub,
But he got to rinse off with the shower because that's where he's emptying his clip at.
Yeah, you got to shower.
How do you do that? Ugh.
He's taking his kids swimming.
Like he's swimming in the soup, nigga. Come on.
But hold on, guys. Here's my question. Hold on, Reggie. Here's my question. We all know that French Reggie doesn't live alone. He lives with a bunch of other guys.
Oh.
But I always have my own bathroom.
You've never told us you always have your own bathroom. So everybody in your house has their own bathroom.
Yeah, even in the house I used to live with the homies, I have my own bathroom. Yes.
Everybody?
Yes, because I lived in the house.
You had a three-bedroom, three-bath?
Well, the house I used to live with the homies you have met when they was trying to buy a car, we lived in the four bedrooms, three bathroom and a half. Yeah, yes.
How many people stay in the house?
It was three of us. It was me and two other homies, And we had a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath.
Okay.
So the extra bedroom was the jack-off bedroom?
No, the extra bedroom was just your extra bedroom.
Yeah. I don't know. Baylor, I want to hear about your topic about a woman's attitude.
Uh-oh.
Oh, ooh, spicy.
Yeah, so I recently we just purchased a new bed, right? And she, you know, the headboard, everything came the same day, but the headboard was a queen size headboard. So we couldn't fit our bed. So my wife was upset about that. And so when I called her,
asked the color of the merchant that you bought this from.
It was actually, I think that was actually from Living Spaces, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Corporate. It was corporate, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Living Spaces. So they dropped off the wrong size headboard. And so I called my wife because I was at work and I was calling her to see what the progress was. And she was just so upset and she hung up in my face. So I just want to know where did the attitude start? and why is the attitude with women so...
spicy.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good word.
So are we talking about your wife too, like, or just spicy. The woman at the store?
No, I know where hers come from. I'm just saying the origin of it in general.
Okay, so I'm going to answer for Friends Reggie. He's going to say that dudes have done women bad for so long that now that's just retaliation. Am I close, Reg?
That's one of the answers, but that's not all the answers. But that's definitely one of them.
You think that's the major one?
I was going to say
But it has to come from one, from a starting point, though.
I think it was God.
That's just something to add. Okay.
I think it was God because he gave them menstrual cycles that changed their hormones. Like, you know what I'm saying? Women are just a confusing hormone ball. That's all it is. And some days it's up, some days it's down. They don't even control it. Have you ever had a woman or your woman be talking to you crazy and then she'll stop herself and be like, what the fuck? It's got to just be my hormones. Have you ever heard a woman say that ever?
Correct.
I think it's God.
They barely admit to that.
Sometimes they do, though. You catch them every now and then. When they're saying some outlandish shit that even they can't, you know what I'm saying, outdo themselves. They're like, what the fuck am I talking about? They know they're in trouble already, but it's not in trouble with us. It's like God is letting them know, like, you're doing too much. I think it's God. And there's nothing you can do to beat that, right? Because God is number one, right, Kunta? He's number two and one?
All of them.
He's all of them? He's all the numbers?
So he's an expert.
Three of them.
Jay Smooth, where does woman's attitude come from?
Where does a woman's attitude come from?
You know, I just asked
when
you.
When a woman's fed up,
so,
no matter
they're coming for us on the live.
It's too late to talk about.
Mailer, they're coming for you on the live.
They're coming for us.
Like running out of love.
So I'm thinking attitude. So you, go ahead, French.
No, go ahead, Smooth. It's your turn.
So where was her attitude come from, just that day or attitude period?
Well, did you hear what Baylor said? He did an entire intro.
So I heard what he said. So I asked the question to just make sure we're talking about that fucking personal situation or just a woman's attitude. Period. Be honest, Mr. Fucking Smart Ass. I don't need you to repeat the shit. I heard what the fuck you said. In that situation,
you're acting very horrible right now.
Jim Mack, look, I let y'all motherfuckers talk. So in that situation,
I know where it came from in a personal situation. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah. Where does your attitude come from, Smooth?
That's just where the motherfuckers is fucked up, man. You know what I'm saying? I always tell chicks I fuck with, you got 1 week, you know what I'm saying, just to act the ass. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was during that week, you know what I'm saying, where just hormones are raging and shit like that, you know, where she might have just snapped real easy, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It could have been something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Why does that tickle you, Friends Reggie?
I'm just laughing how Smooth saying you got 1 week. Like she not gonna make her decision herself. But hey, it's another story. Go ahead, Smooth.
So in my 1 week defense, I'm like most women, you know what I'm saying, if you got them younger, unless they gone through menopause, they had that 1 week where they on their cycle and shit like that. And I say, hey, you got 1 week to just act dumb as fuck, you know what I'm saying, do that stupid shit, argue, do all of that. But outside of that, I'm just not gonna tolerate that shit. So I give you a week pass. The other 21 days,
you know what I'm saying,
1 week a month, you ask, and I'll make an exception for you during that motherfucking time. But outside of that, the mother 21 days, hell no.
Kunta, we can't hear you when you do that.
All that.
Someone in the live room says, men are annoying. Y'all act like y'all don't have emotions. How do y'all feel about that?
I agree with that. The topic was about
women.
The women.
The funky goddamn thank ass women.
I believe we don't know how to have a proper attitude.
You don't think men have proper attitudes? Is what you're saying, Baylor?
No, I said we don't know how.
Fuck that. I know how to act like a bitch.
You want to know why? Ooh. Well.
What do you say? What do you say?
We don't have proper attitudes. We don't know when.
No. What is Smooth saying?
Nigga, shut up. Nigga, listen. And then catch you next time. We'll talk about it. We'll come back to that. Listen.
Did you say you know how to act like a bitch?
Shut the fuck up. BTG, go ahead.
I say we don't know how to have a proper attitude because it's certain things that we just don't care about.
What's that got to do with our attitude, though?
That's what you got to have an attitude. If you don't care about shit, why are you going to have an attitude about something?
Okay, not caring about it doesn't mean you got to be mean about it. Women be mean about shit they don't care about. We just don't care. Doesn't mean
no, they care about it. You're not getting this, youngster. Is that he's telling you is that in order to have an attitude about something, it's usually about something you care. Most people just don't have attitudes about shit they don't give a fuck about or have an opinion.
In that sense, yeah, he's right.
Okay, I'm just trying to help you out, bro.
Respect that.
So, Oliver, so somebody else. Where did a woman's attitude come from, Mac?
I said dealing with the Jay Smooths of the world.
So my point, like, be honest, said my answer for me. That's part of the answer because niggas be fucking up Jay Smooth of the world, so they get tired of dealing with shit like that. So yep. Now they always, yeah, but
I've been with a woman 15 years.
They always playing defense, but you're not treating her like.
Are you comparing good. Yourself so to Jay Smooth?
So you good?
No. He said.
But I bet you before she met you. She had to deal with a Jay Smooth nigga.
So she's still using attitude from before she met me 15 years later?
She's not, though, right? That's why you guys are together and you're compatible and things are going smooth. Because she's not using her attitude. Now, y'all may have your moments. Come on,
French Reggie. Don't let him walk down that road.
It's a relationship and there's always
Jay Smooth go.
But it's not going to be to the point where, like, she's going to disrespect you, you know?
So
that's all I'm saying.
All the women in the live room are saying things like men don't handle women with care. So I don't think they're getting the point. Huh? They're not getting the point, Baylor. They're trying to turn that shit back around. Caring. As opposed to accepting the fact that they have attitudes and us delving into where that comes from, they're turning it back on us.
And I think those women
are and this is the perfect example of us not caring because I know the next topic is coming up. whereas they're about to attack us,
and we're gonna be on to the next topic.
We're gonna be on to the next topic.
The answer to that is because one, they never want to take accountability, and two is because they dealt with the Jay Smooths of the world, so they only think as men. When it comes to men, they only think of Jay Smooth type of men, not like all men. So that's the other issue. It's because
they treat all men like Jay Smooth.
When they think of the word man, they think of the Jay Smooth characters instead of a guy like myself, like a B, like a Jamie Mack, like a King Kunta, like a Baylor the Great. They only think of the Jay Smooth types. So they're going to say that because when it comes to men, they only think of that. So, and they don't want to take accountability.
Jay Smooth, I'm happy to let you defend yourself. Since he singled you out.
Cheating, Jay Smooth.
Ass.
French Reggie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, nigga, hey, keep my name out your mouth, nigga. Hey, you talking about they got a motherfucking attitude because of niggas like me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody ain't motherfucking married to motherfucking niggas like me. So what you saying?
That's why you don't have attitudes.
So you saying BTG is motherfucking a dude mm-hmm. like me. So no, you saying BTG. Okay. Shut up, nigga. I'm talking. That was that. You don't have to ask right now. You know what I'm saying? So all motherfucking women have attitudes. You know what I'm saying? And that don't have nothing to do with necessarily, you know what I'm saying, what type of fucking man that they got. These motherfuckers just walk around sometime with a fucking chip on their shoulder anyway because the fucking sun rose this morning. They wake up mad at the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, why? Who knows?
So Joni in the room says, our attitude comes from our emotions and feelings of being misunderstood. So women say that they're misunderstood. That's why they have an attitude.
I agree with that, but what about prior to that?
What do you mean?
So that's where they're saying that the reason why they act like that is because of us. That's the beginning of it.
That's what they say. They say misunderstood, not necessarily by you. Maybe by the maybe they're talking about the world. Maybe the world doesn't understand. I don't know.
Yeah, they talk about the world.
Jay Smooth, why do you get so upset? You've gotten really upset today. Why did you get upset? Why did you have an attitude?
He told you know, it's that 1 week for me. You know what I'm saying? So
he said he had to act like a bitch.
I know how to act like a bitch.
Your cycle.
Oh, no, so it's equality. That's what it is.
Say again.
Is it equality?
What do you mean? Like being equal to men?
Like is it? Yes.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. That's tough, though. That's a tough one.
That's why they're mad.
Because they want to have penises. Why I told
they,
you.
They,
I
mean, they don't really want them. I mean,
it did start out they couldn't vote for a while.
But their husband could.
The finances, the money wasn't spread out equally.
Still not.
What are you talking about, Reggie? You make zero fucking dollars a year right now. Women make way more than you, nigga.
I'm talking
shit. As soon as you get a job, you jumping over them hoes, huh, Reggie?
You gonna punish everybody for this shit.
China said, keep your black ass home.
All right, so look.
Yo, they're fucking the black people right now.
Who is?
China. Like, I got an email today saying, they're saying they're racist against black folks right now, like in Guangzhou, which is another province.
They don't like black people?
Well, from the U.S. Embassy, I should say. From the U.S. Embassy.
What did they say?
Okay, no,
what
did they say? Exactly. Tell us what they said verbatim.
All right.
It said
Dearest Reginald. China says you should also further keep your black ass home because they don't fucking like you because of your black ass.
All right, so it says event discrimination against African Americans in Guangzhou. In response to an increase in COVID-19 infections, officials in the Guangzhou metropolitan area escalated scrutiny of foreign nationals. Of foreign nationals. As part of this campaign, police ordered bars and restaurants not to serve clients who appear to be of African origin. Moreover, local officials launched a round mandatory test for COVID-19, followed by a mandatory self-quarantine for anyone with African contacts. Regardless of recent travel history or previous quarantine completion, African Americans have also reported that some businesses and hotels refuse to do business with them. The U.S. Consulate General advises African Americans or those who believe Chinese officials may suspect them of having contact with nationals of African countries to avoid the Guangzhou metropolitan area until further notice. Without advance warning, officials may require such individuals to submit a COVID-19 test and undergo 14 days of supervised quarantine at their own expense.
That's fucking supervised. That's fucking awful.
14 days.
So look, Prince Reggie, do me a favor.
What they say about African Americans?
That's what he said.
You know, African Americans.
If you're just black. So when you black, you just categorize you together.
Prince Reggie, do me a favor. That shit sounds alarming and crazy. Can you tell me what the from section of that email says?
Yes, I will tell you.
That's spam.
No, it's not spam. It's American Citizens in China. That's the name. It's from the U.S. Embassy.
Do me a favor. Read to me what the from field says. Everything that's in the from field. Don't just paraphrase.
That means that's the email address. That's the email address, French.
From American Citizens in China at state.gov. American Citizens in China at state.gov. Yeah, oh,
that might
keep
be an official.
Your
black ass home.
Yeah, bro, you might need to stay your ass here for real, man.
They keep posting.
Say what,
Mac?
I said I could just, see these motherfuckers chasing black people down the street. You know what I mean? Trying to jump niggas and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
they will.
Reggie in reverse and shit.
Putting that kung flu on them.
Right, I think that would be fun though, because they so light, right? I mean, you hit them with a blow, it's gonna have a different effect. And
you have not finished season 2 of Walter Carbon, have you?
But you don't want to hit them though, because if you hit them, you're screwed. You're screwed for life. You gotta actually take the L. You gotta actually take the L, because if you try to fight back, you are stuck in China forever, or you might die. So you don't want to fight back.
Why would you want to do that, French Reginald?
Did I say I wanted to do that? I never said I wanted to do that.
That you won't rule it out going back.
Well, we didn't know what you wanted to do because months ago you wanted to go back in the midst of the Rona.
Yeah, so we don't know. I never said we ain't ruled it out now.
I said I was going to play it by ear. Whatever happens, happens. I was just saying, like, if
was,
I can go,
black
I'll,
ass was horny, what's happening.
You was horny to get back.
He was ready to go back. All right, y'all. We got about 10 minutes
I wanted
left.
To go back. Yeah, I wanted to go back because I wanted to finish the job, but it is what it is.
All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left, y'all.
Act like we got shit to do other than be in quarantine.
Well, no, I just don't want to. People are going to want to watch forever. So the last question I want to ask you guys, and it can be, you kind of go through it, is basically what has changed about you guys since you started podcasting? Because, you know, the No Nonsense shows have been going 5 years. Baylor, how long has it been for your show? 4 years? 3 years? That'll be at least 3.5. Maybe 4.
No, it's coming up on three, right?
3. Okay, yeah, 3 years.
Yeah.
Black on Both Sides has been over a year. So what has changed about you since you started podcasting as far as podcasting goes?
Who, me?
Anybody, I'll go first. Everybody.
I'm going to say that I've become a more gentler soul. Since I was very angry when I first started podcasting, and I think the having to have close proximity with Jay Smooth has taught me how to deal with that anger and be a better person because of it. You know, back in the day, I'd have just fucked him up on site. You know, I wanted to, but nowadays, you know what I mean? I actually love the dude, man. I think that, you know what I mean? I've learned to be a more understanding individual.
You are sweeter. You are.
Definitely more refined.
Sweet dick Jamie.
That nigga know he be contradicting himself, though. Nigga just talking about he just love the nigga now, but let us go on a fucking trip. You want to whoop my ass. Nigga, you got to make up your goddamn mind. You can't love me and want to beat me up, too.
So, Jason,
shut the fuck up. I'm not talking to you, friends. Shut the fuck up,
you will not win the fight. You will lose the fight.
Shut up.
Because you just admitted that he will whoop your ass. I just want you to know that's what you said.
Nigga, I lose the battle, but I won't.
They ain't gonna get it.
Don't go down that rabbit hole. Just
Chris Reggie, I know you weren't always a listener, but he admitted that way before you came on the show when he fucking punked out in the boxing match.
All he says, he's calling the police.
Don't go down that road. Jay Smooth, don't bite that. Just answer the question. Answer the original question.
What's changing about this?
So what changed about... So kind of what changed about me is just being able to really talk to people and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a platform, you know, so I'm able to just be able to talk in front of a group of people now, you know? Before, I used to be nervous, I had stage fright.
You say right all the time.
Motherfucker.
I always know when you get nervous, move, because you say right after everything. So you got to go to the store, right?
Oh, Trump-ass niggas. Talk about other people, niggas. Shit. Don't be a narcissist.
Jay Smooth, that's how you look. Finish it. Start off with the thing about it is. Go ahead.
Cause then they be knowing I'm lying. They be knowing I'm lying. I'm not gonna do that. Cause that's that shit we program and do to French. And French say he feed right into it. So, but like I said, I'm bad at just talking to people. What else? Let me see. I kind of think about people's feelings now, you know, sometimes, you know, versus like the beginning of time. Let's say, look at it now. Beginning of time, right? I used to just shit on folks and didn't really give a fuck about what they said, you know. So now I kind of think about it, especially like our Slack family. You know what I'm saying? Because hey, those folks, they show us love all the time. So, you know, I used to say shit about King Coots all the time. Hey, I don't do that no more. You know, so it's definitely has been a level of maturity. You know what I'm saying? Over the years.
What? Nigga, just weeks ago. Not the last time you were on the show, because you've been gone for about 2 weeks. The last
when
time
I was talking about goddamn what's when I was talking about body, talking about big body?
No.
You were talking about big
body.
You were talking about yourself when you were talking
please
about big
stop.
Body? You're big body, nigga.
Who please
I'm
stop.
Talking
about
that, you to, how can you tell
honest, that is nigga, his truth though?
What's
stop.
The truth?
His truth.
What's the truth?
That's his truth. That's his truth.
Let Baylor go. So I'm gonna jump in. So in podcasting on Black on Both Sides, you know, I have come to learn that people actually do give a fuck about what Be Honest and I have to talk about. And in knowing that, that has presented upon me kind of responsibility. You know, it's one thing when you're just talking out in space, and Baylor, I know you probably crossed the Rubicon a while ago when you realize people actually give a fuck about what you're talking about. And when people give a fuck about what you're talking about, there should be some understanding that maybe you should think about what you're giving people to digest.
So the thing about me and podcasting is that I'm actually more careful about what it is that we put out to the public, because I know people are fucking listening to what we say. And if you watch Black on Both Sides, you listen to Black on Both Sides, you know that we have kind of, you know, sometimes we're critical about politics, and sometimes we just want to make you fucking laugh because we're here for the listeners. If people don't listen to our podcast, then we don't exist. So I am much more aware of what I believe and the feedback I get of what people need or are looking for when they come to us for content.
What about you, Reggie?
One thing I definitely learned is, and I take it from, even from my professional life, is dedication and consistency. Regardless of how things are going, you have to just remain consistent on what you're trying to do. So I definitely learned that, and also to being a sense of relief for people. Like I definitely take on the responsibility of making sure when people are tuning into our show that I try to make them laugh, try to give them that break from reality, regardless of how I embarrass myself personally or whatever. It's just, I want to be the reason why people enjoy their day to day by taking the time and watching our show. And taking that responsibility and just having that pressure, I think definitely helps when it comes to making the show go to the next level. So I definitely just staying true to the craft. Really, that's one thing I learned, is just staying true to the craft and just believing in yourself, believing in what you're trying to put out, and remaining consistent. And just, if you just do these things every fucking day, things will go smoothly. So just
that's that good, consistency. Friend. Sound like you got a mouthful of COVID spit, nigga, swallow.
All right, what about
but
you?
That's good.
What about you, Baylor?
I think you're hating on my head.
What about you,
Baylor? Podcasting has shown me how important it is to be consistent with content. And that is actually beyond his voice in the back of my head. Because prior, when I first started, I said, you know what? I'll drop whenever I want to drop. He said, no. You should drop consistently every week to keep your foot on their necks. That's what he said. And I see what he means about that, because it's like podcast. When you start a podcast, you're automatically in a draft class. And I remember the people who, well, some of the podcasters that started around the same time that I started, that's no longer here, and or that chose to drop here and there. I could see the difference in the, I would say, the feedback and the interaction with the podcast community and people that just listen to podcasts, is that when you're consistent with your content, you build relationships, you build a listening fan base. And yeah, that's important. So I want to personally thank the director and producer, be honest, and the record label owner, be honest. I still haven't seen any royalties from it, but that's not important. What is important is that as long as he keeps sending me equipment and like sending me free stuff, then I understand how like grateful that I am. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Suge.
Yeah.
Thank you, Suge.
As a network, we got to give a big shout out to Be Honest, because he works triple overtime.
Quadruple.
And he does, yeah, for real. And to be honest, like, whenever this blows off, like, he deserves every coin that comes from this, period. Like, I'll give him my cut, for real. No, because there's a level of patience he has with us, because we've been fucking around.
Reginald does not speak
for
the group.
He's still in a position to win. I'm speaking for myself.
I give you a recording. You got to give all your shit. You got to give all your
Reginald's giving all his shit.
Right. So look, here's the thing, right? What I've learned is, I've learned that
I'm giving him his props.
I've learned that in business, there's going to be a lot of adversity, but I've learned that I'm able to stay consistent. It's taught me that I'm able to remain consistent, and podcasting showed me that. Plus just the fact that I really love doing this. I didn't know how much I was going to like it. I had the idea that I would probably like it, but I mean, I truthfully love this. The good, the bad, all of it, I love it. And Baylor, to your question or to your statement, listeners, if you guys are not members of the premium subscription yet, please, share that premium subscription link, because the sooner we get those subscribers, the sooner I can start paying every guy you see on this screen royalties, because right now we're still in the red. Every single dollar that you guys give us in our premium subscription is absolutely needed to make this shit run. It's not cheap. It's not easy. So when I'm telling you that the subscriptions really help us, they help us. So,
hey, King Kunta, he asked me a question. He was like, man, did you sign anything about your publishing? I'm like, no, Beyonce is handling all that.
Hey, man, you know,
Red Apple Records.
I love my Death Row chain, my Rare Sons chain. I mean, Suge here, you know, you got no. We don't have any problem with any producers dancing all up in the videos, talking all up on the podcast. I mean, be honest. I mean, he's straight. He pay us all. You know, we got a car every now and then. It's cool.
Can I be transparent with the audience real quick? Without not too many details though.
Okay, Reggie's gone. So do your thing.
Let me tell you. One day, Beyonce sent me like a novel text message one day. And I said, nope, I'm not reading that. I called that nigga immediately. I knew I was in trouble. I've been there before, my brother. I've gotten text messages like that before.
Man, listen, I'm dead, but yeah, dead serious. I know that's funny. Everybody's got funny games, but I would love it. I would love it if we could make money, like really put money in everybody's pocket. But we still need the people who are watching right now to help us with that. You got to spread the show. Even if you think people won't like it because we cuss a lot and we talk a lot of crazy shit, you still got to spread the show, because in you doing that, it allows us to get out from underneath this debt that we owe to make this shit work for real. No lie. And trust me, I'm saying it on live right now. There are no royalty or publishing issues. Everyone on this screen is in my eyes, considered an owner, and they will be able to reap from the benefits if we ever start getting them. So,
right on, Suge. That's right.
Well, can I say
Death Row Records, East Coast? What?
Can I say this from the listener standpoint?
Okay.
On a serious note, like the No Nonsense Show is exactly what it is. The No Nonsense Show. You're going to get a lot of shit that you wouldn't hear on a lot of other shows. At the same time, the people that's inside the Slack room, they're still human. They have feelings. We got to learn how to filter some of that. Because if we want people to subscribe to our content, you can't sit up there and verbally attack them and figure that they will stay or pass the message along about the shows to come and join and subscribe and listen to the shows. It don't work like that.
It's hard to, what you're saying, it's hard to share a show where you're getting roasted on.
Okay.
I just want to say, Jay Smooth.
The drink is out. This bitch started full.
You can do better. Is what it is. Period. And if you don't do better, then you're going to affect all of us.
Whatever. These motherfucking nuts, King Kunta. Fuck that shit. Hey, the nigga just called me fucking out. Nigga, we got a motherfucking sentimental moment right here. Then the nigga want a motherfucker try to put me on blast. Fuck that shit,
King Kunta. We go as far as you allow us to go. So you can take.
You say you ain't seen me win? You say you ain't seen me what?
We go as far as you allow us to go, Jay Smooth. So hey, we go as far as you allow us to go.
But if money was involved, then the other, you know, all of us would be coming at your neck right now. But because it's not that way, which I really don't understand it, because we're trying to get to that point, we're just letting it go from time to time. But if there was money involved and you was the reason that could, you know, possibly mess that up, then cats is going, we got to check you about it. And
first of all, nigga, y'all niggas get the fuck up off me, nigga, because I keep it real, nigga. Hey, in this fucking world today, nigga, hey, it's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what the fuck. You know, these motherfuckers out here, it's real shit going on, right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about whatever Jay's doing
for entertainment.
No,
No, nigga, I keep it motherfucking real.
We
real
trying to shit. Eat out here, Smooth.
Hey, no.
Smooth,
no
we trying to eat out here. Nigga,
hey, speaking of eating, man, hold on, man. Nigga, we drinking on an empty stomach.
Okay, I'm not saying...
I'm going to y'all nigga get the fuck up off me.
I'm not saying anybody...
That's what I'm getting on y'all motherfuckers.
Everybody on here... Everybody on here has been at every appointment.
Shut up with your fake ass voice. You need hormone pills.
Okay, so look, here's what we're going to do. Listeners, viewers, we appreciate you guys tuning in to this first ever.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Nigga trying to call me out on some live shit. That's some bullshit.
You still going? You still going?
Console throat ass, nigga.
You still going?
Go ahead, bitch.
Still going?
Oh, right. Nigga, you like you bite your nails.
So you still going?
Fucked up finger bed ass, nigga. Go ahead, Beyond.
So you still going?
Jay Smooth, I love you.
Yo, Jay Smooth, put your dick back.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
All right, so viewers, we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys tuning in.
I'm sorry.
We hope to be able to do this again one day now that we've figured out kind of how to get this technical thing together. But we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. And we hope that we brought some light to your quarantine on Saturday evening. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
Keep sharing the show. Share.
I guess I was wrong about women with the attitude.
No, you weren't wrong.
I ain't stammer, stutter, falter.
No, to the viewers. To the viewers. You have anything you want to say to the viewers, not to Smooth. They're Smooth to you. What do you want to say to the viewers before we get out of here? I want to say thank you, guys.
I'm going to say that a gram is probably like a standard now for rolling something, right? I think is like that's like the new millennial weight. Like you got to put some at least a gram in it, right?
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't take an eighth of mushrooms by yourself.
And learn about yourself.
Learn about all of yourself, all of it.
Inside he did learn about himself. And he was saying everything's going to be all right.
Only take it with friends standing up.
Hey, look, you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend, all right?